This is Steve Goodrich, known on the trail as Bird Shooter, and this is N2 Backpacking, a podcast for both hikers and backpackers.
Hey, backpackers, it's Bird Shooter, and tonight on the show we sit fireside on the Benton McKay Trail in North Georgia to talk about some things that ruin a backpacking trip. In the podcast tonight, we discuss backpackers that camp on top of you, that make speaker phone calls, crank booty music, or even throw live ammunition into your campfire. We also talk about bad weather, angry insects, and getting sick in the backcountry. That on one trip had me dumping out a vomit-filled hiking boot. This is a fun episode nonetheless, and we only touch on a handful of topics, so if you have some experiences of your own and would like to share them, please reach out to us via the N2 Backpacking website or on our social media pages, because we'll likely expand on this topic in a future podcast. That said, here's the show, episode 99.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Bird Shooter, and I'm sitting on the Benton McKay Trail tonight, fireside, with Beer Running Sons and Therm Rider. And it's a beautiful, beautiful night in the spring of 2023. Any comments on the hike today, guys?
Brutal. Grueling.
I almost died like three times.
Quintessential Georgia. Beautiful. From sun up to sundown.
Okay.
I had to come out here at night, and I was scared half to death.
Okay. I will say from my side that I was very hot coming up that last hill, but it's good to be here. All right, gentlemen, the topic this evening is things that ruin a backpacking trip. And, Beer Run, I'm going to start with you because we had an experience earlier today, only a short distance from our campsite. Would you like to describe what happened?
So if I were to say podcasts around the campfire, that would be a bad in bad taste.
Oh, I don't know. That's for the audience to decide.
Okay, so we're peacefully watching or attempting to watch a sunset, and a man in a blaze orange bright shirt walks into the meadow, pulls out his cell phone, and not only makes a call 10 feet from us, but puts it on speakerphone. Now, we're not in a public campground. We're not in an office park. We're not in a grocery store.
We're in the remote backcountry, actually.
Right. Absolutely unacceptable.
I would concur.
There are several four-letter words that I could apply to said gentleman.
Yeah, and this individual did not even make eye contact or even say, hey, how you guys doing? He just walked up a short distance from us and immediately went on speakerphone and made a phone call.
No apologies, no do you mind. Just walked into our space and shared his world with ours.
Therm Rider, any comments on this?
I'm a native, grew up in Georgia, not from here.
He said he's not a... Okay, interesting.
Robbie, and actually, if I could quote Spicoli, you...
Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
You can't quote Spicoli.
Yeah, that's probably an accurate statement. How about from the Beer Run Sons? Any comments?
Oh, it was obnoxious.
That is literally the worst.
Well, even the youngest in the audience was offended.
He's terrible.
Oh, man.
Even if you enjoy the outdoors, you can't fix stupid.
Okay.
If you're watching this, I think you should be ashamed of yourself.
Have you ever watched a podcast before?
Me? Yeah, I watched this podcast. I don't want to say the name because it could cause copyright things.
Okay. All right. Just checking. All right. So we'll move on. So that was one of the things that ruins a backpacking trip. I'll go to Therm Rider on this one. Anything Therm Rider that has ruined a backpacking trip for you before? Before I go through my lengthy list of things that can ruin a backpacking trip.
Well, like top one, two, three, or...
just give me your top one for now.
I mean, we got to pin reference, like genre. Like, is it an animal, a person?
I think we're talking about, like, loud booty music.
Okay. There's so many things that can ruin my vibe.
He just threw a softball up. Can you expand upon that beer run?
I think Mr. Thurnrider could probably expand just fine on the loud booty music that might obstruct someone else's backpacking trip.
Well, maybe you should talk about that more. It seems to bother you the most.
Actually, I think it enhances the environment, typically.
I would say that beer run disagrees.
I don't know. There's a certain peace and quiet in the backcountry that sometimes is disrupted with loud booty music.
Okay.
Or it really needs to be taken up a notch. Well, depending on your situation.
We have conflicting viewpoints.
Know what defines booty music?
Yeah, that's a good point. How do
Why
we define booty music?
Pretty much anything that Thurnrider generates from its speakers.
Yes. What about Beer Run Sons? Any comments on music in the backcountry?
I hate it.
Wow.
I like to hear the sounds of just not booty music. outdoor sounds, not speaker
okay.
sounds.
Yeah.
Thurnrider, can you define booty music? And you seem like you've been stereocast here or typecast.
Well, all I know is there's no ka-dunk-a-dunk in the trunk-a-trunk. And all I play is typically Widespread Panic or some variation of that in the backcountry.
Excuse me.
I wouldn't call that booty music at all.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Okay. And if it does come up, I mean, it may be alternative 80s. And I'm sorry, but there's nothing ka-dunk-a-dunk in that trunk-a-trunk in the 80s.
Okay. Interesting. I would just simply say there's a time and a place.
For loud, offensive music.
Yeah, I think you need to know your audience and where you are and who you're around. And if there's other people around, absolutely not.
Absolutely violate them whenever possible.
Thurnrider's got a difference of opinion here.
Okay. I'm kidding. You got to cut that. No.
Can we define booty music, though? I don't know if we've... Can you give an example?
Okay. I think Mr. Beerun is saying, don't play anything that has a bunch of bass in it because it's a really annoying, especially when you're trying to set up your tent. And I agree. So we're in agreement there.
Obviously, like, you don't agree.
No, I do. No, music is saved for when it gets dark at the campfire. That's when I play it.
Be around any comments?
It's just sometimes the peace and quiet of nature is preferable.
Like the fire crackling.
Yeah.
Booty music.
Okay.
All right. Moving on.
So we're on top of a mountain where rangers frequently visit and drop down and do ordnance. I would say things that could ruin a backpacking trip would be someone leaving a ordnance in the campfire for you to start the fire and not know it's there, and then what happens? Can we revisit this experience?
A helicopter landing next to me and blowing down my tent would not be cool. I would not like that very much.
Has that ever happened?
Apparently, if there's a blank round of ammo in a fire pit,
it's not good.
When it reacts with the initial lighting of the fire, it's just say it's explosive.
I would say that
like your diarrhea.
Yeah, well, we have to that's funny. We have to help the studio audience. We actually have to help the studio audience though, because we started a fire and did not know that there were spent ordnance in the fire.
They weren't spent.
Well, yeah, they were fully loaded.
They were live.
Do you want to describe what happened when that went down?
Were you there, son of Beerun?
Oh, I wasn't. We came later, I thought. I thought this happened before we got here.
It was very loud.
It was loud and,
reaction.
Yes. That can ruin a backpacking trip, especially if something goes down.
I'm not sure how much toilet paper a general short backpacking trip normally entails, but this probably required a little extra.
Older son of Beerun, do you want to comment on all the interesting ordnance you've found at this area, like over the years, stomping through the woods?
I think it's interesting because they don't seem to care what they leave. I found two, like, loaded magazines of blanks and, like, a bunch of spent smoke grenades.
Yeah.
Which I'm not sure if I'm supposed to have them, but...
Well, why not? mean, where are they currently located? This is a better question.
That's classified.
That's top secret?
Yes.
Okay.
In case the military people are watching.
Yeah, okay. Gotcha.
It's right underneath your wife's pillowcase. Don't worry about it.
They're next to all my fireworks.
What was the most interesting thing you found stomping around the woods in the spent ordnance?
Probably the two magazines.
Oh, fully loaded with
blanks.
Blanks, yeah. Which, by the way, for the studio audience, if they meet fire, it's not good. They blow.
They are loud.
Yeah, as we found out the hard way when somebody before us threw them in the fire pit, and of course we didn't know.
It's a bullet that only hurts your ears.
Yes, and I'm sure it wasn't the Rangers that did that. It was some rookie backpacker trying to ruin our backpacking trip. Okay, moving on. So, hey, while we're talking about the Rangers, I would say another thing that could ruin your backpacking trip is if you were dumb enough to camp in the field when the helicopters were coming in and they tell you not to camp in the field.
Yeah, another thing that might mess up a backpacking trip would be trying to steal the site that a ranger had previously claimed.
Oh, yeah.
Very large and somewhat angry.
Muscular.
Muscular ranger.
Who rightly so had claimed it.
Had a claim to the campsite.
Do you want to tell that story?
I wasn't there. I've just heard it secondhand. But
yeah, to bring it back, Therm Rider, you were there, and we had, it was Beer Run and... Bono is, I guess, what we're calling him. And you guys were doing with Oldest Beer Run, son. You guys were doing a section of the AT, right?
We were.
What was the section you were doing?
We did Three Forks to Gooch.
You were doing Three Forks to Gooch. And you asked us to kind of basically be your support mules, basically, right?
Actually, you were our after party.
that's what it was. This was right before COVID, like, went nuts. And everything
it was kind of just at the beginning when they started to lock down the trail. We kind of squeezed in right before they cut off the whole trail.
Yeah. Well, what you missed was, you guys were hiking and we were setting up a base camp for you. There was a pretty large white van on a very good turnout road where we knew there was a good campsite, and it looked like whoever was there was just mountain biking. And so we kind of went around it. We had four-wheel drive, not realizing that the reason the van was there was to use the campsite. And so we drove down about 100 yards. We set up camp, and then in a short period of time, and Therm Rider, you might remember this, a very burly, muscular man that looked like he could take all five of us at one time came kind of down the road.
It's not cool when you're just driving up out of nowhere and this comes out of the woods.
Yeah.
It's like, uh-oh.
He had his shirt off. He was polite, but it was very clear that he intended to camp there.
Right.
And once we figured out that he was an Army Ranger and doing Ranger training, we packed our stuff up and basically said, hey, look, you know, you guys are fighting for our country. This is yours. We're out of here. And we moved on, but then he moved on, which was totally baffling, and came back and said, hey, you guys take it. It's cool. So that was, I guess, ways to ruin a backpacking trip is take someone else's campsite unintentionally. That would be.
Especially a large ranger captain larger contingent of rangers coming in.
Agreed. That totally deserved to have the area.
Right. Yeah, but I would
if you're listening, Rangers, sorry. That was our bag and totally apologize.
And thank you for your service.
I think it comes down to like etiquette and protocol, right? Like if you want to like save a campsite, just throw a backpack in it. Like something invisible that someone can see. If you're planning to stay there, right? And they didn't do that.
Or a large white van.
or throw a tent up, I think is what you're saying, Therm Rider. I gotcha. I mean, we didn't know that they were even planning on camping there. We thought they were just mountain biking because a lot of people were mountain biking. So that's a way to ruin a camp experience for someone by taking their site unintentionally.
I will say, though, that by the end of the evening, I think we let that slide off our backs and
I think we made amends. We had
a rather successful
evening. It all worked out well. I mean, the guy was super cool later.
All's well that ends well.
Exactly. Well spoken, youngest Beer Run son.
Thank you.
All right. We're just going to go wild card here. I got a whole list, but I'll let you guys say anything that's ruined your backpacking trip. We're going to go to Oldest Mayhan son right now.
Honestly, just weather. Like, hiking in the rain is bad, but setting up in the rain
it's just not fun.
All that was number one on my list was bad weather. Can you give an example?
One time we were...
At band camp? No.
I don't remember where it was.
He's not seen that movie, thank God.
You, I know you were there. Other people whose trail names I don't know. And basically the rest of my family. We hiked in, and then it was about to start raining. And so you had to help me with my tent, or someone did, because it was about to start like pouring on us, and everything got super wet. And I'm pretty sure one of the dogs was with us. So I had a wet dog in your tent.
I was
no fun on a
backpack. Just getting ready to go there, actually. That's the way to ruin a backpacking trip.
This is a whole other thing, but we were by a creek, and my dog got in the mud very badly. One who's whining in the background right now. And she got in my tent. I was in my sleeping bag, and she snuggled up right next to me, like pressed up against me.
Wet and muddy?
Very wet and muddy.
You're saying that could ruin a backpacking trip?
That could very much ruin a backpacking trip.
What about a dog that gets into a lot of, like, hamburger and jalapeno hot dogs and crawls into your tent?
I am...
That's yet to be seen.
Yeah, that is... That's yet to be seen.
But the prospects are not good.
It shows up in your campsite.
Wait, what's that? What?
What about a woman that shows up wet and muddy in your campsite?
Oh, yeah.
What kind of campsite are you at?
After falling from her hammock.
Yeah.
And drinking all of your booze.
Okay, so.
All right, now we're going a little bit too far.
Well, actually, there is some truth to what Thurmreiner is saying. Hey, before we go there, can we go back to oldest beer run, son? So you're saying this has happened to you and you found the experience not fun?
Not fun.
Yeah, I can imagine. Okay. Fair enough. Okay. Youngest Mahan son, and you have to talk very loud because you're far from the mic in this backcountry episode. Mm-hmm. What has ruined a backpacking trip for you?
Honestly, I'd say really, really heavy rain that just comes out of nowhere.
Bad weather. Okay, yep. I gotcha.
Let's come up with a new thing.
Oh, sorry.
He's had a nasty experience on the Dockery Lake Trail.
Yeah.
With bad rain. Yes. Hey, do you want to talk for a second? We were discussing this earlier about the and my dog, Boondog, and the monsoon and some of the incidents of that evening. Because that would be under the bad weather mantra, if that would be the correct statement.
I would guess what would ruin, if I were a hammock camper, and someone I invited under my hammock.
In a heavy storm.
In a heavy downpour, pushed my tarp open to the elements, and let not only the heavily falling rain onto me, but the previous 30 minutes worth of accumulated rain into my hammock, I think that would cause a very bad experience.
Now, what if you were said individual who may or may not be sitting here during this podcast, and you were told to poke puddles of water from the tarp over your hammock?
Well, I wasn't placing any blame on any one person. I was just saying that incident could certainly ruin a backpacking trip.
Okay.
Now, for the individual who actually released the downpour, to have his own dog go and root out his tent and expose it to the elements would probably be disconcerting as well.
Yes, because the dog wanted to get inside and the tent was zipped up.
Well, you know, the dog, he didn't poke anything. He just needed to be dry.
Well, he was dry until said individual made a tactical error and poked an extraordinary amount of water on someone's tent. Can you please tell the whole entire story for the studio audience that may have not seen this incident?
Okay, so we were in probably one of the hardest downpours I've ever been in my life.
It was insanely hard. But and your youngest beer run son was there. But can you go back a little further and like how good things went to bed?
So we're all sitting around by the river enjoying the afternoon and happened to glance over and see these giant purple, these black clouds coming descending upon us.
Yes.
And then the pitter-patter of rain. Mm-hmm. And everyone dashed for the nearest hammock shelter.
Yes. Poetic.
And there were multiple.
Multiple shelters, but perhaps the narrator of the podcast may have taken shelter under a specific hammock shelter.
It was very nice, and it was very dry for a time.
And for probably 45 minutes, we sat and just watched the rain come down in sheets, buckets, torrents, whatever you want.
Accurate.
So the tarp over said narrator's first of all, he's an interloper.
I'm not sure I know what interloper means, actually.
It wasn't your hammock.
Oh, I was poaching. Really, isn't a poacher a better
maybe,
word?
Yes, maybe you were carpetbagging under the
yes,
tarp.
I was. Well, it was an opportunity to stay dry. I was taking
so, after the owner of the tarp asked you to relieve some pressure of the
water.
Building water yes. a few times.
Large puddles.
The final attempt failed. Miserable.
I will say two times it was successful.
Final attempt failed miserably and probably,
agreed.
I don't know, 60,000 gallons of water poured down onto the hammock
yes.
of the owner. And of course, the dog, who yeah. was innocent in all proceedings.
Unfortunately for all parties, there was a lot of wind, and then everything that this poor 3-dub guy, who you may know from previous podcasts, Worldwide Wanderer, everything he owned was fully saturated.
Which, to his credit, he took it very well.
Extremely well. Way better than I would. Yes.
I'm sure he spent the rest of the evening in cold and damp.
In my dog's blanket, because it was the only thing that we had dry. And in the meantime, my dog went running for my tent.
Dog immediately tried to destroy your tent to bring you into the same level
of
that 3-dub experienced.
Yes. So if we establish bad weather as a problem, it can
weather,
run a backpacking
weather
trip.
Weather can be, yes.
We right. nearly packed up and went home that night. The only thing that saved us is we got a fire going after the storm.
Well,
passed.
Bad attitudes are as bad as bad weather.
Thermrider, so. You just hit another one on my list. Can you give an example?
It's Maine, right? I'll go back to Maine. I would say that's the best example. But, I mean, I've had
it's a good place to find
100 examples other than that, but this one is probably dear to your heart because you were there. It's no pain, no rain, no pain, right?
You didn't have a bad attitude, though.
No, that's all. I knew I was going to be poured on the entire time I was there, and you just have to mentally accept it. And, you know, it's like, listen, look at what's around you. And accept the beauty and take the pain, man, because that's what it's all about.
Just for the record, was this before or after THC was legal in Maine?
No, there was no THC on this trip.
No legal THC.
No, there was no drinking.
There was no nothing. There was just sheer misery.
Well, that's just
it was dumbassery. It was about, I think it was what 16 miles in 12 hours or something.
Yeah, I would say we had good attitudes though. I mean, a bad attitude would have been a problem.
Poor planning, obviously.
Well, the deal is,
dude, you can control the weather. Come on,
we were in a situation where if you like stop moving, things could get bad.
It
right?
was cold.
I mean,
yeah.
Seriously, everybody was soaked to the bone. If you stopped,
you'd freeze.
You would be in a really bad place.
Yeah.
So we were all like pushing each other, like, we can't stop. Well, you want to make camp? It's like, no, because everything's going to be wet. We cannot stop. We got to keep going. Right.
Well, I mean, to your point, we had a good attitude. And if you had a bad attitude, it would not have been good in that situation.
Well,
I gotcha.
That's true of any hike, right? I mean,
I don't remember him.
Was anyone drier than you, though, during this experience?
I was
experience?
Just getting ready to say, I don't remember him being particularly miserable during this whole thing.
He was as dry as he could be.
And you know who might have had the best attitude through this whole thing is Bono, who
he had his own little
tarp world.
Yeah. In summary, any one person who completely drenches a poor man in his hammock deserves whatever harm may be inflicted upon his tent by a desperate dog.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. That's funny.
Or said narrator.
Okay. Well, maybe we should move on. Because
things might be getting personal.
The said narrator can only take so much of this. What about, have you guys ever had a horrific insect experience that can definitely ruin a backpacking trip?
Canada.
Yeah, right? Do tell, Thermrider.
The entire state of Canada.
State?
Or province.
Thank you.
Country.
Spoken like a true American.
So where are we? Are we in state, province, or country?
Okay.
Continent.
Don't go there when it's bug season. Period. Bam. Done. Shut the book. And the other time, wear a mask and burn as much wood as you possibly can.
Can we give more specifics on the
bugs? Bugs there are crazy, dude. It's like a rainforest bugs on friggin' Redland.
So what are we talking for the studio audience, Bugs?
Black flies as big as your fingernail.
Oh, they're the worst, man. If you've never been in them, they're the worst.
They will tear through your flesh.
It's like a small gnat that just eats you alive.
It's piranha that are not in the water, but by air.
What else you got there, Thermrider, on bugs?
The mosquitoes.
Yes.
Agreed. You think they're big in Florida? Dude, they're as big as my foot and up in Canada.
I would call them small but mighty, actually.
I think they literally carry small children and small dogs away.
Oh, young beer run may be floating away.
You know, this is not backpacking related, but I swear wow, mosquitoes knocked a drive of mine on a golf course in Minnesota down by about 75 yards.
They were that big.
There was a swarm of them, and I hit into them, and ball fell to the ground.
Dude, I'm pretty sure it's global warming. Like, they're thawing out, like, from
ancient
a
mosquitoes.
Million years ago, yeah. And they're, like, as big as a car.
Poor ice caps are melting, and the mosquitoes like, are escaping.
I'm pretty sure the Volkswagen mosquitoes have been there for a long time.
I would agree insects can ruin a backpacking trip. And I will say, just for the record, though, if you ever go to Canada, the best time to go in the summer is late summer, like September, when it's drier and it gets colder and a lot of the bugs are gone, and then there are no bugs. But, yes.
I've never had a bug eat at me like a black fly in Canada. Man.
Black flies are total misery in northern Canada if you've never been.
It's crazy,
yes.
Yellow jackets are also not. Not nice to meet on the trail.
I would say yellow jackets could actually be worse by far. Because when you get hit by a bunch of them, it's the worst.
Canadian
I've never had that happen
American.
To me, man.
Canadian or American yellow jackets?
I don't know if Canadians have yellow jackets, but the they American do. Yellow jackets are nasty.
They're the worst. Young Beer Run Sons, any comments on insects and bad experiences you've had?
Spiders are scary.
Spiders?
Yeah.
Really? Like what kind?
Like just if you look up in your tent at the top and you see one of those just big brown spiders right above your head.
You know, I don't want to bring anything personal into this.
That's how prevalent
spiders
are. But
speaking of bugs, I do remember a time on the Chattooga where someone, possibly in this group, left his tent open and poured red wine all over it and had probably 10 million gnats flying around inside it.
I
wasn't naming names.
I kind of feel like you're pointing fingers. I mean, a little bit.
I'm just recalling an incident that didn't seem pleasant to me.
Okay. Are we good with insects? Should we move on?
Yes.
Yellow jackets was a good one.
It wasn't even your tent. Why do you care? They were my friends.
All right. So I got another really bad experience that I don't know if you've ever had, but have you guys ever hiked in wet socks before? That's the worst, man.
Interesting you mentioned that, Bird Shooter. I don't know if you remember, but you and Pokebo, possibly Thermrider, but definitely Weasel. And now we're on Justice Creek.
Oh, I do remember.
And I put one foot solidly in the creek.
I do remember.
And I didn't have two wet socks, but I had one that was as soaked as a sock could get.
Wasn't it pink?
It was not pink.
I remember a discussion about one of them being pink.
I think you're misremembering something. I've never worn a pink sock.
I think
okay.
I think it was pink.
Not that there's anything wrong with pink, but just not my choice. Sock.
I can tell you, I love walking around barefoot, and I watched the... on National Geographic, I watched the special on the Aborigines, right?
Man, what does this have to do with you hiking in wet socks?
No.
Did we just go off the rails?
I'm getting to this. Let me finish.
Maybe
it's
full circle.
Wait, no, we're talking about Aborigines and you barefoot.
These guys, like, walk across the desert, right? And the skin on the bottom of their feet becomes so callous, it's like an inch thick, right?
Because of wet socks?
No. They walk across like the 120 degree desert barefoot.
That's how my dad got to school every morning.
Yeah,
but it was uphill.
It was uphill.
And in snow.
Hey, no offense, Thermrider, but this has nothing to do with wet socks.
I would love to have feet that strong. And it's like, they get wet. I don't even feel it.
Are we going totally off the rails here?
A little bit. Okay. Because, I mean, the Aborigines can walk across like a freaking desert barefoot. Talking about wet socks.
All right.
You guys are pussies.
Thermrider,
that's what we're talking about.
We're going to go to the Mahan Sons, or excuse me, we're going to go to the Beer Run Sons here because you're totally off the rails.
Oh, my God.
So, Beer Run Sons, like your experience is hiking in wet socks.
When I was little, my dad said my boots were slightly waterproof, so I immediately went and, like, jumped in a creek. That's my only real experience with wet socks, but I don't remember. I think you have a pretty good experience with wet socks, but not from water. I recall one of my brothers, perhaps,
Vomiting
in one of your shoes.
That was so uncool, man.
Would you like to elaborate on that story?
Oh, man, that's a great point. So we were in a shelter. We were in a shelter. You guys were really young, man. I don't know how old you guys were. You were
very young.
I reminded very
soon. He was around.
Well, anyway, just for the studio audience, when somebody throws up in your hiking boot,
or your feet smells like cheese.
You know, do you guys want to even
always smell like cheese?
Do you want to even fathom, like, no matter what you try to do to get it out? You're hiking the next day, and you got this kind of weird vomiting swamp foot. And then the worst part is that your other foot Well, your other foot doesn't have it, so you have a comparison of nasty vomit swamp foot with regular sock, which is the most bizarre feeling ever. Thank you, oldest Beer Run Son, for
the memory. Sorry, we're all laughing, man. It's not
dude,
you.
I don't even know how to describe it. It was really the hardest thing to explain is the difference between the two.
Would
it be deviled egg in the sun for 8 hours or
There's also the randomness of all the places the vomit could land would be in your squarely in your boot.
Yeah. If you can visualize
how do we describe that?
I mean, you're talking about a 7-8 person shelter.
Yes.
There's basically nothing on the ground except one boot. And it catches all the vomit.
How do you vomit in my boot?
I don't know.
When you have all that space.
I don't know.
I didn't particularly try to vomit in your boot.
No, I believe it was actually.
Was there projectile?
It was pitch black. I mean, I don't think he knew where he was throwing up.
My point is, he didn't know where he was throwing up. It just happened to land in your boot, right? Like, he just went, that's where it landed.
Yeah. Well, if I could give you the...
In the dark, that's where it went.
If I could give you this, like... Just imagine your toes with a bunch of oatmeal and really steamy oatmeal.
My point is, I don't think he singled you out. It just kind of happened. Man.
Well, at least it was warm and not wet, right?
Yeah, that was my question. Was it unsettlingly cold. Warm or unsettlingly cold?
I don't know.
What do you do?
Though? What are your options? Like, you can't just not walk out. You got to do something.
No, you have to walk out. You just have to squish through it.
Oh, it was squishy,
squish
dude.
Squish through it.
It was. Do I need to even explain anymore what that felt like?
I don't think so.
It was the nastiest thing I've ever been through in my life. That would ruin a backpacking trip. Oh, God. All right, you got me there. Totally got me there.
All right, moving on.
Yeah. Let me see what else. That's going to be hard to top. Uh-huh. All right, another thing that'll definitely ruin a backpacking trip is you forget something important. Anybody got something in mind they forgot?
Underwear.
Underwear?
Yeah.
You wear underwear?
Sometimes.
But not backpacking.
Only when I'm backpacking.
Wow.
No.
He never wears it backpacking.
Everybody wears underwear going backpacking, but like you get...
Not everyone.
You get it to rain.
I'd never wear underwear.
I knew you didn't.
Right. You get in the rain.
I've seen the powder coming out of your tent.
That would not be a problem, actually. Why would that ruin your backpacking trip?
You get in the rain, and you're soaked, and your underwear gets wet, and your legs like start rubbing again. I mean, dude.
Bird shooter, not everyone not carries 4 pounds of butt powder when he backpacks.
4 pounds of what?
Okay. All right, I do powder up.
Okay. I'm pretty sure Johnson & Johnson just lost a lawsuit about their baking powder about how it causes cancer. I'm just saying.
So, Flora, your underwear is wet. You know, I mean, can't you just go commando?
Hang it up. But
I don't think Thermrider's ever gone commando.
My point. No,
I do have to say, bird shooter.
My point is,
in defense, not necessarily of Thermo.
You got to hike through it.
But if underwear wears everywhere,
it sucks.
If you walk in, you get into your tent, you're soaking wet. If you got a clean t-shirt and a clean pair of underwear, dry,
it's awesome
that you can put on. Yeah. It kind of saves the day.
Right?
Yeah. So, oldest beer run son that's present. Have you ever had a dog take down a tent before?
No.
Would that be enough to ruin a backpacking trip for you?
Definitely would. I think that my dad and brother might have to hike the 25 grueling miles back to the car to sleep there tonight, but I'm not sure. I shared my experience about a wet dog in a tent, but I have not personally had an experience of a dog taking down a tent.
You know, I will tell you that my dog tried to get in a tent during the rainstorm we talked about earlier, and that was the only time he's tried to do it, which, I could see where that would ruin a backpacking trip, but that's what we have right now. So it looks like the tent is re-erected. The dog catastrophe is complete. But, yeah, what if your dog clawed through it? Hey, so on that topic, Thermrider, do you want to talk about animal encounters and, like, how that could ruin a backpacking trip? Because that was a tent.
You know,
he's going to plead the fifth.
It's not animals so much. Honestly, for me, you know what really...
Are you diverting from this question?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm going to divert from this question.
I was just asking Thermrider if he's ever had a tent taken down by an animal, because that would ruin a backpacking trip.
I think it would. I think anything destroying your tent would ruin a backpacking trip.
All right.
Now, I would say that, right, like, it's raining, it's like dripping, it's like... Bam.
Is this related to animals?
I don't know. He gets on these tangents.
Completely changed.
No. The rain is freaking dripping on you.
You're talking Chinese water torture.
Yeah.
With the drip. He's got a point, actually. Oh, like, where the drip like
the
keeps hitting you in the head.
The drip dries me nuts, yeah. Dude.
No, but that's
when it's raining, you're supposed to be in a dry tent, and that drip, it's like,
that's happened to me.
I don't know how many of the audience remember the old pup tent.
Oh.
The don't touch the sides.
Yeah, or they drip.
They would drip. You touch it, boom, you're wet.
Totally.
You're wet the rest of the night.
I'm just trying to sleep, and it's like, bam, 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 bam. Like, hitting you, right?
Yeah, I know. You got a point.
If you've never experienced it, it sucks ass.
Agreed. Oldest beer run son, has that ever happened to you, like the Chinese water torture?
He's got a good tent.
No.
Oh, man, the kids these days, they're spoiled.
Oh, yeah. The beer run family, nothing but the finest.
I don't want to hear it. I haul my heaviest crap tent back here, and my dad's in this ultralight, super mega 4-ounce.
Well, even with the tents today, if you don't set up.
We did take the $100 6-man Coleman tent one time, and we did get a little wet.
Oh, bad experience. That's enough to ruin a backpack.
Oh, and if you think having a little bit of vomit in your boot ruined your day, try it all over the entire tent.
Oh, that's my bad.
That was no party. How about injuries? You guys ever had an injury that kind of really screwed up one of your backpacking trips?
Injuries
always
tobacco illness count?
Tobacco illness. I'm not sure what
it
you're
would
saying.
Be a self-inflicted wound.
Tell me
as,
more.
As a 9 or 10 year old, one of the people backpacking with me convinced me into taking a big chew of Red Man.
Okay.
And it did not sit well with me, and it ruined at least 2 days of my camping experience.
And at what age?
9 or 10.
Okay. Wow. That's rough.
It was rough.
That's tough.
That way, you know, after maybe soiling someone's boot,
okay,
as you've experienced.
Oh,
the next day and a half are not real pleasant.
Mm. Hey, have you guys, like, anything else you've forgotten, like, that was really important that was a problem?
You may have remembered this incident where someone forgot tent poles.
Oh, I've forgotten tent poles before.
Where you did a very fine job of rigging up the tent without poles.
Oh, that, yes, that's right, man. We had actually some hiking sticks we used in that clutch situation. You know, to be honest, it's not hard to forget tent poles. That's something you can easily forget, right, if you aren't careful.
But I've forgotten a pretty key piece a time or two that's ended up in some misery, and that would be the fleece jacket.
Oh, yeah. That'd be a problem. I've never forgotten that.
I have sworn I put it in the car, got into the trailhead, no fleece.
Yeah.
Drops 10 degrees more than I actually expected, and had some pretty miserable nights.
Or sometimes you just don't bring it because you don't think it's going to get that cold. But well, yeah, not having the proper clothing.
Right. The worst thing is when you forget the footprint, man, and it rains. Right? Anybody been there?
Hey, Thermrider, so what about clothing, though? Has there been times you forgot clothing that has really made your experience
better? I can tell you I'm a little bit of a bitch.
Okay.
I always overpack clothing because I never want to be cold.
Okay. You've never forgot a piece of clothing that, like, was a problem?
No, I always overpack. I mean, that's just my thing.
I have.
I mean, there's definitely been pieces of clothing I've forgotten for various reasons, and then you're cold or whatever.
No, but that's the one thing that's the one thing I always overpack. And that's the one thing that I could tell you I wish I would pack less on, because I always overpack.
You know, I got another one for you. I don't know if this has ever happened to you guys. Have you ever had your bug spray, like, leak in your backpack before?
I don't carry bug spray.
You don't carry it at all?
No.
Oh, dead. Okay. It hurts, it stings, and it gets everywhere. It can actually, like, deteriorate, like, the threads on certain things if, you know, it hits it. Like, I mean, it's nasty.
Possible.
I would totally agree with you. I mean, I always bag my bug spray because if it leaks, everything you said is accurate.
So bad news.
Totally agree. That can definitely ruin a backpacking trip, no question. To wrap this up, just one final thought on things that can really ruin a backpacking experience for you.
Other people. Too many people in the backcountry.
Okay.
You go to a place expecting a somewhat solitary experience, maybe you and your group of friends, and there's 20 other people already there, or there's too many people. Trails are super crowded.
Yeah.
It's just... Yeah, the outdoors is the outdoors. You and nature, not you and New York City and nature.
What do you do to, like, avoid that?
Well, I don't ever tell anybody where the good camping sites are.
Okay, stealthiness. All right. Understood, but, you know, fortunately tonight we are in a very remote area in North Georgia.
Except for us and the orange-shirted individual.
Oh, yeah, that was talking on the cell phone with it on speakerphone.
Right.
Which is like one of only five people we've seen all day. But, yes, there are things that can not work in your favor in the backcountry, and you just got to roll with them. And any final thoughts there, Beer Run?
It's still fun to get out. I mean, there's going to be things you don't expect. You prepare as well as you can for the unexpected, but... just, you know, make the best of it.
And you roll with it, man.
Right.
Things happen.
Right.
Well, it's keeping a positive attitude, no what.
Agreed. I totally agree.
And well said. If you bring just a little bit of whiskey, it can soothe some of those.
It can make the bad experiences better.
Soothe some of those ailments.
Agreed. Well, gentlemen, once again, thank you for the night in the woods and the podcast and the three-dog night and the dog trying to run a tent over to get in it.
Successfully.
Unsuccessfully.
No, successfully. Running over the tent.
Well, we survived that, too. So, ladies and gentlemen, don't let your bad backpacking experiences stop you from coming back out, and we'll catch you on the next podcast.
You've been listening to the N2 Backpacking Podcast. This is your host, Bird Shooter, wishing you the best for your travels on the trail. To subscribe to the show, visit iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon, or your favorite podcast app. And give us a thumbs up or a positive comment while you're there. You can also stream shows directly from n2backpacking.com. Just click the podcast tab on the main menu. Music from the show was provided by Jerris under a Creative Commons license and is titled Hillbilly Anarchy. The show is a production of N2 Backpacking and is copyrighted by N2 Ventures, Inc. For more information on this podcast or to provide feedback or comments on this or future shows, please visit us at n2backpacking.com That's the letter N, the number 2, backpacking.com.
And Into Backpack Podcast is the best.